Well now, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch. We have been sitting here at the monastery table with three monks who are trying to put on a show. And they're putting on a show saying that they're going to drink the lemonade juice as their diet for maybe a day or a day and a half or something like that. As soon as they tire of it, and then they come back to eating peanut butter and jelly. But they're on this diet, and they haven't really told us why they're on the diet. Are they cleansing out their bodies with the antioxidants and getting it all cleaned out of their bodies? Or are they reducing their weight by kilos at a time, you know, ambition here and there? Or are they putting on a show for the rest of us who are enjoying eating, like Ingeborg and Anita and I, and Rex, and Little Love, and Blackie, and what's Spot, and Miracle, Magic, right?
Magic.
I mean, we don't let those things bother us. Like Anita says, when she makes her lunch, when she goes to work, she has her peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then she has a little piece de resistance that goes along with every luncheon that she has. A special little piece of cake. It's something that she found in the refrigerator, or she cut it off a big piece of cake before it all got eaten and saved it for just that purpose. And she said, after working diligently and dedicatedly, she was ready for her break. And what caused her to have the break was knowing that there was that little goodie in there underneath the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And she ate them with gusto. Now, let's ask the question. Why is it that peanut butter and jelly is the universal food that Americans are raised on and Europeans are now being raised on, and the rest of the world is little by little being raised on after Meet Joe Black was presented? It's fascinating, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Really fascinating. Now, what is it about that? Well, Jimmy Carter, one of our presidents, he realized that that was a very excellent thing to do. And so he has raised peanuts all of his life and become a multi-billionaire raising peanuts. And I'm sure he's got a peanut butter factory there too. Because these are brought forth by people on the East Coast of America who are very aware of good diet, good health, and good eating habits. Now, why is it that people don't find peanut butter and jelly sufficient for a meal? Why do they have to put cheese on top of it? And why do they put meat on top of that? And relish on top of the cheese and the meat and the peanut butter? And butter underneath the peanut butter, where you already got the butter in the peanut butter and you don't need the butter. And whatever, you know. Now, why do people do that? Well, it's because we have all that Dagwood Bumstead concept about us. Dagwood was a cartoon character, and Dagwood was a very friendly fellow, and he was a sort of a dum-dum, but he was successful, and he had a nice family, and he had his wife Blondie, and he had Daisy as his dog, and he had a couple of children. Now, what made him so interesting to us was that Dagwood made sandwiches that knew no top and no bottom. Piece of bread, and then you start building. And you build with peanut butter and jelly, and you build with relish, and you build with meat, and you build with another piece of bread now and then to keep it stabilized. It's like bricks, you know. You got to have mortar between the bricks. And on up he went, and he made it so big that you looked at him and you think he'd have to be Joe Penner. He'd have to be able to lift it, like Martha Ray, open his mouth so great to reach in. But that didn't bother him. That didn't bother him at all. He had one or two or more. And he ate them with great enthusiasm. Now, many of the early cartoon characters are cartoon characters that ate, like Popeye. What did he do? He taught the American children, and perhaps the children around the world who saw Popeye, to eat what?
Spinach.
Gee, you all know it. Spinach. Now, how did he eat that spinach? Right out of the can. He had his pipe, and he would take his pipe, and the pipe would be hot, so he'd burn the can open, and then as soon as he did that, he'd go, and then all the tobacco was out of his pipe, and he'd suck in all the spinach through his pipe, through the stem, into his mouth, and into his body, and his muscles became so strong that whatever was restraining him was no longer there. Now, he was just great. But now, who was Popeye's friend? Popeye's good friend was Wimpy. And he will pay for the hamburger on Thursday if I can have it today. And he loved hamburgers, and he would eat at least 3 dozen hamburgers at a sitting. And he looked like he did that. But he made hamburgers one of the most popular foods you could imagine. Now, take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the game. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. And I don't care if I ever get back. But, you see, always that food. Now, what else did they have at the ball game? They had hot dogs. Hot dogs with relish and mustard and lots of mustard. And ketchup. You know what a hot dog is? A wiener. Very tasty, very delicious. And they tried to be skimpy on them. And then the people complained. They went to the purveyors of the hot dogs and they said, "That's not fair. We want a big hot dog, one that we can really enjoy." And so they began making big dogs. And these dogs were over 1 foot long and maybe about an inch and a half wide, maybe 2 inches. You know. And they went along just great. But then another purveyor of hot dogs came along, and they started bringing out the 2-inch or 2.5-inch hot dog. Can you imagine that? And at least 8 inches long. And can you imagine how people ate that? Really, really beautiful. The streets of New York have these little machines where you can go by and you see these hot dogs rolling on the burner there, and or maybe on the rotisserie, and people enjoying them. Now, what makes foods what they are? Is it that they are really healthy, that they are really necessary, beneficial for our body? Or is it that we are sort of part of the crowd? You know, take me out to the ball game. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. What a wonderful sales pitch for fathers and mothers taking their kids out there. And what else do they buy for them at the fair park or at the ball game? What else? They buy them cotton candy. This pure, pure sugar that they stick into their mouths and stick into their faces and get into their teeth. And yet, these people have grown up to be a healthy nation. A little fat, but a healthy nation. Now, what makes food beneficial? What makes food beneficial is our thought about it. If we can think about our food and know that it's beneficial, then it is beneficial. But if we think about our food and we say it is bleached out and washed out, now, how long have fast foods been on the market? Well, from the time of Caesar. They've been around a long time. Now, are fast foods bad? No. It's just that some people are putting a bad name on it. And because they're putting a bad name on it, then they're doing bad things. Because if you tell somebody that there's ptomaine poisoning or something, and that something is bad and it's going to hurt them, people will get it, whether it's in there or not. They have had Salmonella, whatever that is, where you have poisoned chicken and stuff like that, and they haven't found the chicken. They just know that some people got sick on this piece of chicken in this place, and so they quarantine all the stuff. And it may not have even been there. They may have gotten it somewhere else. You know? They may have gotten the bad stuff somewhere else. And maybe it wasn't the chicken at all. But, you see, we name it and we claim it. So I recommend to everyone in my world that you eat peanut butter and jelly and you'll have no trouble. And you'll be happy and healthy and hearty, and you'll think that all of the world is just a world of sweetness and goodness. Even Rex likes the peanut butter and jelly. He likes that even better than the meat, because the meat pieces that he gets are pretty small. But he likes that better than anything. Now, why does he like it? Because it tastes so good. It is natural stuff. Now, dietitians are coming around to the point of saying that peanut butter and jelly, but peanut butter basically, is one of the most natural, beneficial foods that mankind can eat. And they're telling it. And there are many people who are making natural foods, and they're using peanut butter in their natural foods so that they will be tasty, delicious, and beneficial. And it's the peanut butter that makes it the beneficial aspect. So we say thank you to Jimmy Carter for being the peanut man, the peanut president. But, of course, it's been going on a long time before that. A long time before that. And we don't have to worry about it. It won't make you fat. It won't make you thin. It won't make you anything except to feel very satisfied when you eat it. So enjoy Bumstead, Dagwood, who is doing all these wonderful things. Enjoy Popeye, who is doing all his wonderful things, and Wimpy with his hamburgers. And enjoy all of the other wonderful things that you have. And I know you're coming from Switzerland, many. And as you're in Switzerland, you've had your cartoon characters who ate cheese. And they ate so much cheese, and they loved the cheese, and they would adore the cheese and try to tempt you to eat more cheese and eat these cheeses and eat your local cheeses. But really, one of these days, they'll get back to basics again, and Switzerland, too, will have peanut butter all over the place. Well, so much for peanut butter. It's wonderful. I love it. You love it. Enjoy it. But be sure to share it, because it's good. I love you. I love you. I love you.